From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. We hear a lot about how South Florida's housing market has picked back up since the recession. All you have to do is look out over Miami's skyline and see the cranes are back, and with them, new condos under construction. But that success story is not the only story. Martha Brannigan covers real estate for the Miami Herald. She's been working on a series of stories called Boom, Bust, and Back. Together with the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting, she looked at 11 years of housing prices for each zip code in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. I talked with her in the Herald newsroom about what the numbers tell us.
What was the most surprising thing that you found doing this series?
I think probably the disparity, the fact that the inner city had risen so hard, had come back so little, that surprised even me, because there just is really, really very little signs of life there. And we focus so much on the boom and the condominium market coming back and the luxury market. We spend a lot of time, sort of congratulating ourselves here in Miami about, how we're attracting people from all over the world. But the real fact is that in some of these neighborhoods, people are really struggling, and housing is a very big part of it.
So what is happening in the poor neighborhoods that is growing this divide?
Well, there's still a very large problem with foreclosures. People are losing their homes, and the process of foreclosures in Florida is a very long and drawn out one, because it has to be executed in the courts. In some states, foreclosures are handled administratively, and those, at least the pain is over with quickly. In Florida, and in Miami in particular, there's a very large number of people who are sort of living in homes that are deteriorating. They're not paying their mortgages, so their neighbors' home values then are also sort of dragged down over a period of time. All of these things have sort of dragged out the housing crisis there, and there's really no the job market has not come back nearly as strongly as it would have been expected at this point in the recovery.
You write that 38% of the working households in Miami spend at least half of their income on housing. I mean, why are these neighborhoods, which are lower property values, why are some families still spending this much on housing?
Yeah, Miami really stands out around the nation as one of the places where rentals are extremely expensive. So land is at a premium here. On one side, we have the Atlantic Ocean. On the other side, we have the Everglades. And when builders come in and build properties, it behooves them to build the highest value property that they can. For developers who build housings, it's the economics are far better if you can develop big, large tracts of, you can build hundreds of homes in a subdivision, than going in and just buying, say, one of these deteriorated houses that we featured, knocking it down and building, one or two or three houses in a block. The economics of it simply don't work as well. I do think over time there will be people that will look to these closer in areas and say these are real gems that just need to be they need some attention. There are efforts to build affordable housing for lower income people. Those are almost exclusively driven by tax credits. No one seems to build that housing just to build it. So it seems as though in many cases people are pushed out to the fringes. People are pushed out to the outlying areas.
Thank you so much for talking with me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That was Martha Brannigan, a real estate reporter for the Miami Herald. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.